The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is holding a public hearing about the proposed Big River Steel Mill in Osceola. Catherine Beninati says the meeting will inform citizens about a draft permit for the mill.
This meeting is a chance for the public to ask questions about the permit and to get to give their input. So what we'll do is we'll have a presentation from our staff to start with, and then we'll open it up for questions and try to answer as many of those as possible, and then we will have a formal comment period.
And she also tells about the permit that will be discussed.
This type of permit is called a prevention of significant deterioration, and basically it's a permit for the highest emitters for when you're talking about air emissions. And so what we'll talk about is the type of controls they'll need to have in place and the type of reviews. For instance, they'll have to have a greenhouse gas review. So we'll talk about what they need to do to get the permit, and then what type of controls are in place. And like I said, we'll answer any questions that the public has and be there to take formal comments as well.
She says public comments on the draft permit are being collected now and will end after the meeting takes place on Tuesday, July 30th.
The meeting is actually at the end of a 30-day public comment period, and after that we'll respond to the comments, and EPA will have to review the permit as well and sign off on it for it to take place.
The meeting will be held at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, July 30th at the Osceola High School cafeteria. Big River Steel is a $1.1 billion steel mill that will be built near the Mississippi River in Osceola. Officials say the Big River Steel project is in the regulatory approval phase, and the company anticipates closing on the deal this fall. Once that takes place, the land to build the steel mill at can be bought and construction can start. As many as 2,000 construction jobs will be needed. Once it is built, Big River Steel will employ as many as 500 people with an average salary of $75,000. The Arkansas legislature approved borrowing up to $235 million to help with the company's startup costs. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.